So, to summarize your question, everybody is supposed to get free from worldly responsibilities at around 50 years of age. Scriptures say that it is vanaprastha. That means you give up your worldly responsibilities and go to forest, which means go to pilgrimage and visit the holy places and cultivate vairagya and then accept sannyas. The wife comes back home to the son. So everything word by word may not be able to follow in this day and age. Things are very different now. But still, your question is how to reduce one's responsibility as age is advancing and how to increase our spiritual activities as we grow older. So, if you attend morning prayers these days, how many of you are attending morning prayers? All of you are supposed to attend morning prayers because morning prayers are now reading Bhagavad Gita and a very beautiful discussion is already going on right now. Many of your questions may be answered right away there. The question, the subject that is discussed down today in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita is how to convert your day-to-day activities into devotional activities. You are talking about giving up the activities and becoming spiritual activities. But the chapter which is discussing now is discussing about akarma. Akarma means whatever you are doing now, maybe you are a teacher, maybe you are a mother, maybe you are a father, maybe you are a businessman, or whatever your role is, professionally or household wise, whatever you are doing, how to do it for Krishna, for the Supreme Lord. That is called akarma. Generally, you would do things for yourself, right? You become mother for yourself, you become doctor for yourself, you become nurse for yourself, you become household, whatever, is only for yourself. You think of only you and things around you, that's all your thought process is there. But Krishna consciousness or devotional life or bhakti teaches you how to do the same things what you are doing without giving up, but now doing it for the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. Then you become mother for the pleasure of the Lord. You become nurse for the pleasure of the Lord. You become father for the pleasure of the Lord. You become a leader in some activity for the pleasure of the Lord. Generally, I become leader so that I can become famous. I can become successful. I can get more money or more edge on my material assets, whatever. But as soon as you become a devotee of the Lord, your focus changes. And you do things for Lord only. To the extent, Lord is telling Arjun, you fight and kill people, but you do it for me. Before he was going to do it for himself, for his own revenge, for his own personal gains or whatever insults he had before. So he had his own equations. So he was going to fight the war for that motivation. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he gave up all his motivations. And he was taken above his own selfish motivations. And he was told, it is not only what you think is important. If my wife was insulted and we were deprived of the kingdom and we underwent injustice. It's all your level. But there's something higher than that. There is a purpose of God. There is a purpose of God to establish religion. The purpose of God is to establish dharma and to help everybody to live very peacefully. So you don't fight for your own insults or revenge. You fight for purpose of God. Now you do the same thing. You will raise the same bow, same arrow, same gada, same talwar, everything you will raise. But now you will raise it for the purpose of God. And by the way, when you will do it for the purpose of God, all your personal interests also will be fulfilled in that. Don't think when you will fight for me, or fight for the Lord, you will not become successful, or you will not get the kingdom, or you will have to sacrifice everything after winning everything, or you will not be victorious, or you will not get your rights, or you will not get your revenge fulfilled. No. When you will do it for me, then all your personal interests also will be fulfilled. So what is better, tell me? Doing it only for yourself or doing it for the Lord? So this is first thing. The answer to your question is first thing, before thinking of giving up something, think the same activity, can I do it for the Lord now? Before I was doing it for myself. Before I joined medicine to become a doctor and to become famous or rich for myself. Now can I do it for the Lord and to serve people in the name of God? Maybe give vision to people who are blind selflessly. Up till now I was doing it for my own bread and butter. But can I now do it for the service to the Lord? For helping His devotees, His people, His kinsmen or His society people? And don't think that when you do something for His sake, you'll starve. You'll not get your bread and butter. Don't think like that. Imagine somebody's, most people in the world are working hard. 99.99999% of people are only working for themselves. And they are getting their bread and butter. More or less. Some get less, some get more money. But everybody is maintained. But suppose a little percentage that remains, that is you, you decide to serve Him. Those who are serving, I mean working for themselves selfishly, them He is providing bread and butter. And now you choose to work for Him, He will starve you. जो उनके लिए काम नहीं करते हैं उनको भी वो खाना खिलाते हैं. अभी आपने तय किया कि मैं आपके लिए काम करूँगा तो बोले नहीं आपको भूखा रहूँगा. ऐसा होता है कभी? नो. इनफैक्ट विद मोर लव एंड मोर अफेक्शन ही विल मेंटेन दोज पीपल हु वर्क फॉर हिम. वी शुड हैव दैट फेथ. जनरली व्हाट वी फील कि इफ आई वर्क फॉर द लॉर्ड मे बी आई विल बी हंग्री, मे बी आई विल बी डिप्राइव्ड ऑफ समथिंग, मे बी आई विल नॉट बी एज फेमस एज सक्सेसफुल एज माई कलीग हु इज नेक्स्ट टू मी. ऐसा लगता है जो लोगों को, इफ आई कम इन भक्ति देन लुक एट माई कलीग वॉज स्टडीड विथ मी इन द सेम बेंच, ही इज नाउ हैविंग मर्सिडीज एंड ही हैज बंगलोज एंड प्रॉपर्टीज एंड फार्म हाउसेज एंड आई एम जस्ट नथिंग. सो वी हैव टू हैव दैट फेथ दैट माई लॉर्ड विल प्रोवाइड मी वॉट एवर आई नीड एंड विल मेंटेन मी हैप्पीली. यू मे एम फॉर 50 एकर लैंड फॉर यू, दैट मे नॉट बी अवेलेबल, दैट मे यू मे नॉट नीड दैट ऑल्सो. But whatever you need to live life in with dignity and respect and happiness, satisfaction will be given by Lord to you. So first, before giving up something, as you know, responsibilities are khatam hi nahi hote, it just goes on only. Think, can I do it for the Lord? Why your responsibilities are boredom? Because we keep doing it for ourselves. That's why it becomes boring after some time. If you keep doing it for the Lord, it never becomes boring. Like you do chanting Hare Krishna for yourself. After some time, you will get bored. Same repetition. But you do the chanting of the holy name of the Lord to please the Lord. The aim is different now. Now I don't do to get peace for myself, to release my mind of anxiety, you know, to further as a manoranjan or as a energy giver. All those things are there in mind. I want now some energy, some inspiration, some for myself. Now I don't do it for that. I do it to please you, my Lord. My prayer is to please you, not for my selfish purpose. When you do that, that activity will never become boring. It was meant to please Him. So the first purpose of Vairagya, Vairagya means renunciation, detachment, is to give up selfishness and do things for the Lord. Up till now we are doing for myself. And you raise your child, you know, you love your child, so raise your child, and the child grows up and doesn't look after you. So you feel, it's too boring, I don't want to do anything about it. Why? Because you did it for yourself. And you are expecting a result out of it. Okay, I did my child, I raised him, gave him love, affection, went through all of troubles and difficulties and sacrifices, and now I expect, I am old, He will look after me. And He does not look after you. So you feel, I want to just give up all these things and go away. Samajh mein aaya aapko? Ye cycle hai pura. But if you raise your child to please the Lord, it's my duty, God has given me a child, I will raise him in bhakti and do my duty and not expect anything. In which condition you will be happier, tell me? If you do it for yourself, and the child gives you up, you'll be very unhappy. If you do it for the Lord as a duty and still child gives you up, you'll not be so affected. Fine, I did my duty. My Lord will look after me. Some people may feel that I only have daughters, I don't have son. Who will look after me? So many people have daughters. You think they are on the roads? No. Lord takes care of them. So it is better proposal to always do things for the Lord. Even your household duties, your day-to-day work, professional activities, keep God in the center of the activities. Don't do it for your own growth or your own promotion or your own money or own things. They will be there always. They will keep coming. Whenever you work, some money will come, some response will come, some fruit will come. You never work without getting any fruit. Please understand this. Some fruit is always there for you. Even if you don't do it for God, still fruit will come to you. Is that true? So many of us were not devotees of the God before. But we are getting our food, our shelter, our housing, our facilities were already there. You're not on the road because you're not with God. No, God gives you basic maintenance right from your birth. What my daughter is doing? She's just on the bed whole day. But everything is arranged for her. Who is doing that? I think I am doing. No, I don't think so. Now though I don't think so, pakka only. Because I know that way the things are happening, it's mysteriously he is controlling everything and she is being maintained very nicely. I may think, I'm father, I'm working hard, I'm paying for the bills and all. But I know internally, she is fully, without doing anything, she doesn't even ask also anything. All things are provided for her. Even proactive planning is done. अभी जाना है वृंदावन को तो उसके पहले सारा उसका सारा नैपीज एंड ऑल थिंग्स दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड एवरीथिंग इज ऑलरेडी इन द हाउस नाउ 20 डेज बिफोर ओनली शी इज नॉट अप्लाइंग टू यू व्हाट अबाउट वृंदावन ट्रिप मम्मी हैव यू परचेस थिंग्स फॉर मी व्हाट विल हैपन टू मी देयर ऐसा कुछ नहीं है इज ऑलरेडी देयर सो पॉइंट आई एम ट्राइंग टू कन्वे टू यू इज दैट व्हेनेवर यू वर्क व्हेनेवर यू आर इन द वर्ल्ड द बेसिक प्रोविजन्स आर ऑलरेडी गिवन टू यू बाय लॉर्ड सो इफ यू डू इट फॉर द लॉर्ड in consciousness, with purpose that I am doing for you, all the more he will look after you. Number one. Number two, ki till end my responsibility will not get over only. Patient. So we may think, arey to khatam hi nahi hota end tak kabhi. When we grow up, na, maybe 50, 55, 60, then the work will be changed. The work can be changed. You will be retired maybe, or you'll be old enough not to run around. You can't do run around like before. So your type of work will change. Your quality of work also will change. What I have realized as I am growing older, that what I was doing before when I was 20 in Krishna consciousness was much of physical work. I was just running around, holding camps, cooking for people in the hospital, in the camps, doing kirtan, dancing with them, traveling place to place, and many things, fundraising, so many things I'm doing. Now, I'm still serving the Lord, but my work has changed. Because I can't do as much physical running around as before. My body is now slowing down. So what is more important is more quality work I'm doing now. Maybe I am using my voice more than my legs, you know. Whatever may be experiences and realizations and whatever I have gone through, whatever has taught me, all those things, I share with people. So type of service will change. Even this will change and something else will come up as a further age will be there. So as we grow, what should happen is the quality of your service should improve. Before I was doing with one motivation, now I do with higher motivation, better motivation, better God consciousness, better thoughts of God, better purpose of pleasing the Lord, more deeply, with more attention, I should try to do it. For example, you talk about chanting Hare Krishna. Can you term it as, वो तो एंड तक चलने वाला है, उसको कब तक करने का? वो तो ऐसा काम नहीं है ना, वो तो आपको एंड तक करना है. So before I was doing what? I was just maybe rushing through, my mind was here and there. Now I want to do it with concentration, with full attention, with full dedication. with full thought process, with full planning. Because my body is now getting older. So I have to now use more consciousness, more attention to chant the holy name. So ultimately, a devotee never gets retired, by the way. Please understand this. You get retired maybe from worldly duties. I may retire one day from my position in the hospital. But my service to the Lord will never end. In fact, it will increase after that. Whatever I could not do while working, I will start doing it. But service to the Lord will never end. Right from the day you are born, take your first breath, till the last breath, your service will be there and it will be always growing more and more and more. If that is happening, then your life is successful. If as time goes, your service to God is decreasing, you have to think about it. Kya ho raha hai? What's happening? It is not that when you age, your service goes on decreasing. Type of service may be change, but service will not decrease. I see my Guru Maharaj is at least 12 years elder to me physically. And the schedule that he has, you cannot imagine the way he is doing things. Today he is in London, tomorrow he is in America. It's like that. You know, we are come going from here to Churchgate. And maybe from now I'll go to Seven Hills Hospital. I will go to Sion Hospital. It's within Bombay only. But his engagements are like across the globe. And such hectic schedules are there. Unbelievably hectic schedules. So many people are waiting to meet and guide and talk. So many classes to be given. Maybe I am giving class to medical students in Sion Hospital. He is giving class to HSBC, world's top officials in London. Or the senators in America. Or the House of Commons member in England government. Now this has not happened yesterday, not before. It's growing. Now it is increasing. So type of service will change. Quality will change for good, for better. And that should happen. But regarding the worldly activities, one should gradually withdraw himself. Now you raise your children, don't interfere with them too much. People are, why old people are unwanted, you know that? Because there is nothing else better to do in life. And they are sitting at home and constantly nagging the son-in-law, daughter-in-law, ye kyun kar rahe hain, wo kyun kar rahe hain, aisa kyun nahi karte hain, why so much less oil, you should put more oil in this, in our style, don't do that, you know, put less chili, this. So many things are there, so many instructions are given. So they try to interfere in everything what the people are doing. That's why the old people have become unwanted or a botheration or a irritation for everybody. So they want to just get away with them. We want to live our life like that. But suppose they see old person are totally non-interfering and doing their things fully with concentration. They either walk, they come back, they read, and whenever you want, they give guidance to you. They don't give guidance to you when you don't want. That is very important. I mean, I have lots of guidance for you, but you don't want it. Why should I impose it on you? I may be an elderly, experienced, great personality. Maybe in the world everybody is hankering for my guidance, but you may not want my guidance. So I should not be forcing it on you. Just because the whole world wants it, why don't you also take it? It's not like that. We should give it whenever it is wanted. Then it is valued. When you give it to a daughter-in-law, it's never wanted. So don't give it. Then you are a no-nuisance person. Then you are, okay, you can stay in my house and we will feed you and it's all right. We have to change like that. That withdrawal has to be there. Now you have raised your son, he is now 20, 25, tomorrow you get married, his wife will come. You have to be very intelligent enough to keep your dignity, happiness, and not bother them and keep your position intact. That is called withdrawal. It's not that withdrawal means you leave the house and go to jungle or go to forest or give your all money to somebody and then go to as a sannyasi. It's not like that. The concept of detachment is internal. Even if I am a grahastha, how much I want to hold on to? That is important. How much I want to let go is also important. And whatever hinders my spiritual progress, I should let go. If I feel that my involvement in my son's family is disturbing me in my chanting the holy name, then I should just withdraw myself and live very peacefully, do your duties nicely, take care of your health, take medicines, go for a walk, go for satsang programs, spend your time, rest well, whenever somebody wants, go and give a class or guidance to somebody. Come back, if you don't want to, anyone wants, you read scriptures, be with God, read all scriptures which you could not read before. Then people will respect you. The daughter-in-law also will respect you, son-in-law also respect you. That is called detachment. You get my answer? But this property, this family, this money, this you should give up gradually. Your heart that is stuck in those things in depth, you should withdraw gradually. But nothing is going to come with you. Your money, your property, nothing is going to come with you. Only your spiritual advancement is going to come with you. It's going to travel with you and help you in further journey. But nothing of your children will not come with you, your in-laws will not come with you, your property will not come with you, your money, your position, nothing will come with you. In fact, your position will give you up now only. As soon as you retire, you are no more a principal. I am no more a director, you know. Next day, I am not a director. I can say I was for 20 years. I can just claim ex-director, ex-this, ex-that. But everything is ex, it's finished already. I'll keep on bragging about it even after I retire, but it's already finished. I'm no more having any authority as director after I retire. How to get yourself away from that? That is the art. What I am today, having authority in the way I instruct people and get things done. The day I retire, I have to change myself. I cannot talk in the same language to everybody. They also know, sir, abhi tumhi retire ho gaye na, abhi kyun order dete humko? Man mein bolenge. Upar nahi bol sakte, lekin man mein bolenge. Ki sir, abhi dusra authority hai. Why are you instructing? Yes, yes. Welcome. So that is called Vairagya. Before you thought, my son listens to me, and now you are seeing my son is not listening to me, you should immediately withdraw yourself. Before you thought, my daughter was listening to me, I was guiding her, now she is married, immediately you should withdraw. Not that now also you keep calling her and telling her, he ka khatlas, te ka khatlas, asa ka kela, tasa ka kela. This is what our habit is, na, before. Keep on correcting constantly. Immediately you should learn to withdraw. Now that she is married, she is somebody else's property and somebody else is looking after her, and that person will guide her. And when they will ask your guidance, that time you give guidance to. Mummy, what is your opinion about it? We have a difficulty. That time you give opinion. Don't keep calling and asa ka kela, tasa ka kela, hez kapde ka ghatle, mas to saadis ka ghatli nahi, mas to ka gili nahi, mas to mandirat ka ghat nahi, hita ka ghat nahi, mas to hemna jawala ka bolot nahi. This is what our usual tendency is to ask. No? They help you so much, why don't you call them? No, don't give any instructions. That is what Vairagya is. That what you are holding before, now you are easily giving it up. You are not still holding on. It's being pulled from you, but still you are holding on. No, you are pulling. No, I am holding. That should not be the case. If you want to be really happy in old age, just give up your worldly attachments. You will be much more happier if you do that, and much more unhappier if you keep on holding on all those things which you are holding before. That's how it is. Even health, you enjoyed such good health before. If you are attached to being healthy, then that will go away from you. You have to accept that I am going to be slow, my knees are going to pain, I will not be able to climb so much, I will not be able to walk so much, I will not be able to take such kind of travel so much, my schedules will be a little lighter than before. All things will happen. You have to learn to accept it also. It's all going to happen, please understand. As the heat comes, no? I further slow down with my activity. I can't just do only because so much tiring and exhausting, whatever you do. But you have to learn to accept that, okay, this is how it is. Whenever heat will come, this will happen. Don't make hectic schedules in the heat season. Make lighter schedules. Take care of your health so that when it again becomes good season, you can serve better. So, all of our problems are only one. We want to hold on to things which we are holding all the life. Which we were holding before, we want to hold for whole life. And nature will not let you do that. Life will not let you do that. Life will always take away things from you as time comes. One after another, things will be taken away from you. Right from your health onwards, everything else. If you know this well, before only and prepare yourself to give it up, and time comes, you'll be very happy. See, everyone ultimately needs respect also to live your life. Suppose you become mother-in-law and you have no respect at all. Your daughter-in-law, your son just doesn't bother about you. You'll be so miserable, na? Ek to old hai, ek to abhi kuch kaam nahi hai. Par se son-in-law, son, daughter-in-law, koi dekhte hi nahi hai. Kitna painful hoga wo. We are not trying for, in one sense, we are talking about dignity, not respect actually. Dignity means self-respect. Some dignity has to remain with you till you die. You can't become a useless garbage for people who are waiting for you. Kabhi marega. Aisa nahi hona chahiye. You should have your own dignity till you die. For that, the biggest answer is detachment. You should practice detachment much before only. Like for example, when son is getting married, prepare yourself. I should not try to control them. When they will come, I will advise them. But I will not try to control them. Just because I raised my son for so many years, daughter-in-law has to obey me. I am the leader here, I am the queen here. Don't do that. Then you will become miserable. Because they are not going to succumb to your desires. Aapke desire mein sharanagati nahi lene wale hain. As we were young, we got married, how we wanted to be independent. We didn't want to listen to our parents. We wanted to do whatever we wanted to do. Maybe mistakes we are doing, but don't want to listen to you. After some time you realize, oh, we want to ask them. Then they came and asked. Maybe started asking parents everything. As I hope. We also have gone through the same phase of life. And the easiest way to do this is to actually chant the holy name of the Lord. When you chant the holy name of the Lord, you will get all the intelligence, all the power, all the strength to do things what you want to do. Okay, I want to detach. Even to detach, you need strength, inner power to say no. Bas ho gaya abhi. Even to do that, you need strength. So for that strength, you chant the holy name. You pray to the Lord. Otherwise, you have no strength. You are simply, nature is slapping you this way, that way, you are going here and there. That's all. Nothing else. One of the items of detachment is to accept things as they are. My son doesn't listen to me anymore. Accepting as they are. Just can't now get angry and you start, let me see how he doesn't listen to me. I will make him listen to me. That will not make you happy. It will make you only frustrate. You may also win sometimes, but it will not make you happy. As I so learn to accept things as they are and see what you can do best in the given situation. Whatever you can do best in the given situation, accepting it as it is, see what you can do. But you cannot change situations and you cannot change people. You can only change yourself and your thoughts. So growing age is definitely a challenge. Physical challenge, mental challenge, social challenge, economical challenge, emotional challenge, spiritual challenge also. What is spiritual challenge in growing age? Will I be able to complete my task in this life? Will I be able to go back to God? Or will I have to come back again in this world? A spiritual challenge. Will I be able to maintain my expenses of medicines when I am growing? I never expected. So much of expenses are there. Daily, hypertension medicine, diabetic medicine, A medicine, O medicine. So many things are there. And there's a cost for that. But focus your mind on the Lord. Most important is that. Lord will help you take care of everything. Most of the times, when things come up in life, because we are not enough God conscious, we are unhappy and frustrated. When we are strong in Krishna consciousness, strong in God consciousness, then it will not affect you so much. Things will be there. Bad things will be around you, but it will not affect you so much. It will affect you more if you are weak spiritually. It will not give you strength to tackle it nicely. You will just get drowned in it and start suffering like anything. Any more question? Yes? Any question, Rupa? Hare Krishna. Do we end here? Or you want to hear anything more? Yes, newcomers, want to hear anything more? Was whatever you heard in the last enough for you? Hare Krishna. And there is one more thing I'll tell you. Life is always putting you to many challenges and many things, and some are boring, some are good. Variety of things are there. Okay, as you said, some responsibilities are there lifelong only. Somewhere we have to give it up. That's what you said, right? But with all these things in your life happening around you, there's something happening simultaneously. That is the God-conscious happiness. Those good things are always there. It's like my Guru Maharaj always tells that whatever you may go through, maybe your dear one dies and somebody robbed your house and all property is finished, and some relative cheated you and all property is also confiscated by that person. A big disaster has taken place, you know. You must have lost dear ones, or you are shocked to have some disease which you didn't expect to have, or somebody has robbed you and somebody closest one has really ditched you, and Vishwasghat, whatever. In all these situations of life, pleasant or unpleasant, also sometimes you get happiness unexpectedly. Suddenly you are chosen as CEO of the company. You never expected that. That comes to you. But suddenly you get promotion which you didn't expect. Suddenly some downfall comes, you know. Oh, my grandma died. She kept a fortune for me in her will. You never expected that. Okay? So both things happen surprisingly. Sorrow and happiness also. But with both these things happening to you on individual level, there is something happening in Vrindavan. That is, Radha and Krishna are standing under the Bansiwat tree and Krishna is playing flute and Radha is next to him. That reality will never change. And if you connect with that reality, this will not affect you. You got my point? It may be fictitious for you, maybe it may be poetic for you. But the fact is, they are already there, always there, and the pastimes are always going on, and I have to just connect with them in spite of happiness or distress over here. If I am connected well with them, then nothing affects you actually. So like, for example, now we took students to Vada, Vrindavan forest. Yamuna is flowing there, seven temples are there, Govardhan is there, Govind Kund is there, Radha Kund, Sham Kund is there, and the pastimes we are talking about it. They are always there. Whether you lose a dear one, whether you lose money, I can still tell you the story of Krishna and make you happy. Is that right? Always you can sit in the most distressed condition and hear a very loving story of the Lord. You'll be so happy. You'll understand, yes, 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 this story is taking me out of that misery and putting me on some other platform of happiness. In spite of I am in the difficulty, I feel I am released from that suffering. I am pulled out from that ditch on a happy platform. Aisa aapko feeling hoga andar. In spite of the problem being there, you feel, I still feel happy about it when I hear about the Lord. So that is the whole effort in whole life. I mean, one day our dear ones will die, na? You'll have to face that. You can't say, no, this person will not die. This person will not die. No, my child, my wife, my husband, my father, my mother, my uncle who I love so much, my auntie. No, I can't expect they will die. But they will also die one day. But if you are connected with the Lord, then you will go through everything nicely and make progress towards Him. To the degree you are attached to that reality, which may appear a dream for you now, but actually it's a reality. What you are going through now is a dream actually. It's going to break one day. All your dreams are going to break one day, and you will wake up with the reality. What is it? Everything is gone now. So to that reality, how much you are connected, to that extent you will be happy and satisfied. And that is the goal of our life. Okay? Hare Krishna.